Fall had just started, and around here the weather becomes cool and breezy, and in my opinion, it's the best type of weather. It's definitely my favorite season, and last year it was no different. Around early October, I went out and bought some Halloween decorations before work one day, planning to set them up outside once I got home. Due to a coworker calling off, though, I had to stay late and didn't get out until 7. I drove home as quickly as I could and started getting to work. It was kind of dark out, but with my outdoor lights on, it wasn't too bad. I started with setting up the orange lights on my bushes, and as I did, some guy came around the side of my house. He startled me, just walking up without saying a word. I found it kinda rude, so I made sure to tell him off.
"Hey, you're on my property. Can you leave?"
The guy looked at me with a straight face and said,
"Sure thing,"
and started wandering down to the road. He looked 40, with short brown hair, and the way he was acting was almost like he was homeless or something. He had no care in the world and seemed to have no direction. I continued with setting up the lights, but I couldn't help but notice that the man never really left. He was on the other side of the road, wandering around, and several times I even caught him looking over at me. It was really creepy, and I ended up just going inside after finishing the lights. I had no idea who this guy was, or what he was doing by my house. I tried to tell myself it was just some harmless homeless man with no sense of boundaries, and went on with my night. I made dinner and went up to my room to watch some TV in bed. As I was upstairs, I heard something below me. It sounded like something slowly sliding on the ground. I paused the TV, but I couldn't hear it anymore. On any normal day, I probably wouldn't even check it out, but having seen that guy earlier, I just had a weird feeling, so I got up and walked downstairs. Strangely, I noticed right away that all the lights were off, which I could have sworn I didn't turn off yet. I walked a little further and into the hallway, flicking on the overhead light, then stopping to listen again. It was still quiet, however, there was a low ambient noise. It was wind howling through the rooms. I moved up to the back of the house, where I could now see the sliding back door was wide open. I felt my stomach tighten, knowing that's exactly what I heard from upstairs. Someone slowly opening the back door. At this point, I wasn't sure if I should just run out of the house or run back upstairs to get my phone. The answer is probably obvious now, but in the moment, it was hard to think straight. I wasn't even sure if someone had actually entered my home or not. I felt my adrenaline pumping as I called out,
"Hello? Who's there?"
I walked up to the door and looked outside quickly, not seeing anyone. I then turned back around, and somehow I managed to spot the faintest outline of a person standing in the other room, completely covered by darkness. I let out a literal gasp when I saw them, and by doing that, I think I unintentionally showed them that their cover was blown, because immediately after, he came running at me. I only saw him in the light for a fraction of a second before running out the door, but I was sure it was the same man I saw outside. As I ran through my backyard, I could hear his footsteps catching up behind me. I ran up to the closest house and started banging on the door, screaming for help. Luckily, they opened up somewhat quickly, and as I entered their home, the man stood in their front yard and just stared me down. We called the cops, but the guy had run off. It's pretty clear that while I was at work that day, the man had broken the lock on my door. Then, during the night, he tried to sneak inside my home. Had I not heard the door opening, or not noticed him hiding in the dark, who knows what he would have done that night. My family owns a huge plot of land full of trees, and on the edge of the property, they built a cabin. Compared to the main house, it feels a lot more closed off in the woods. This year, I took a trip up there around the end of October to see my parents and siblings. With the house being full, I volunteered to stay at the cabin for the few days I was there. This was the first day I arrived on the property. There wasn't a drivable road to get to the cabin, so I parked at the main house. All I had was a light backpack with my stuff, and I was only really planning on sleeping at the cabin, so I didn't bother making a trip there just to drop my bag off. Around 5, we had what I guess was a small party, as it was the first time in a while that all of us were together. We had some food and drinks, and shared updates on our lives. It was a good time, but it definitely wore out my energy after a few hours. I told them I was gonna head out to the cabin for the night and get ready for bed, so I threw my backpack on and left through the back door. The trail to get there was very thin and was about a 10-minute walk. I hadn't even thought about the dark, though. There were no lights or anything along the trail, so I had to put on my phone light just to see where I was stepping. A little ways down, I randomly heard a stick snap behind me. I turned and looked at the path, but my phone light was awful and barely lit up anything. I figured it was nothing and kept walking. Only a couple seconds later, though, I heard it again. It was like as soon as I started walking, something behind me started walking too, like I was being followed.
"Who's out there?" "Alex, I know it's you. Not funny, bro,"
I called out, hoping it was just my brother being annoying. I knew if it was him, though, he would have been cracking up by now. I felt really uneasy as the suspense of not being able to see anything really started getting to me. I kept walking, moving faster now. I heard leaves crunch several times as I continued making my way to the cabin, though I didn't turn around, knowing I wouldn't see anything anyway. I hoped it was just my mind playing tricks on me. Maybe I drank a little too much. Whatever it was, I didn't want to be out in the woods any longer, so I hurried and finally made it to the cabin. I unlocked the door and got in, locking it behind me. After tossing my bag on the floor, I rubbed my face out of stress of whatever I just experienced. And just then, a subtle sound came from the other side of the door. It was someone turning the knob and trying to open it, and right after they figured out it was locked, they banged on it. Not just knocks, like full-on hitting the door. I almost fell over just from the jump scare of it. They kept banging on the door though, and with nothing else to do, I walked up and looked out the thin window on the side of the door to see who it was. When I did, I saw a man wearing a dark jacket and heavy boots that I'd never seen before in my life. I only looked for a moment before his eyes shot over at me. They were full of rage, and he immediately followed up by pounding on the window. Then, out of nowhere, a voice yelled from the woods. The man paused, then sprinted in the opposite direction. About 30 seconds later, I checked out the window and saw my brother Alex running up to the cabin. I guess he happened to see the guy come up behind me as I started walking to the cabin. And after asking my parents if they knew him, he immediately came running for me. To this day, we've never seen him again, and don't know what he was doing out in the woods on our property, or why he was stalking me. That night still scares the hell out of me to think about, though. It was finally fall, which for me meant camping season. The forests around here turn yellow and orange, and the air is crisp and clean, with a slight breeze. I really don't know why more people don't go outside around this time, but I'm not complaining about having the trails to myself. This year, I went on a familiar trail with a campsite that was always empty. It was right in the middle of the forest, and usually it wasn't all that special, but with the fall-colored trees, it was amazing. When I got there, I unpacked and went right away to gather some sticks for the campfire. It was around 4, so I had a good 3 hours before sunset. I was walking around the area, picking up the driest sticks I could find, and at one point I looked up and instantly froze. There was a man standing among the trees, maybe 30 feet from me. He was just watching me and had a creepy, dead stare. The man was fairly tall, with a flannel coat and jeans. I waved, but he just backed up and walked away. He seemed to just go off further into the forest, in a direction I'd never gone, but assumed was just more trees. I don't know what else he could have been doing out here, other than camping, so seeing him just walking around was kind of unsettling. I made sure to keep watch around the campsite for the next little while. With all the leaves blowing around, it was impossible to hear anything, so it didn't make for the most comfortable rest of the evening. Inevitably, though, the sun went down. I got the fire going, and what I was hoping to be a peaceful night became unsettling and creepy as the forest grew darker. At least I had the fire lighting up the area around me, and although I knew it was most likely that the man I saw wasn't up to anything, I still had a bad feeling about it. I couldn't help but constantly look in all directions and sometimes feel like I could see a shadow of a person standing just outside of my camp, but it was almost pitch black, so I couldn't tell for sure. After an hour, the night got colder than I expected, so I moved inside my tent and bundled up in my sleeping bag. The campfire slowly fizzled out over the next 30 minutes, and I was able to calm down enough to fall asleep. I don't think I was asleep for long, though. I woke up very quickly, like my eyes just snapped open. I stayed laying down for a second, not sure if I'd woken up to something, or if I just happened to wake up. All I could hear were the leaves blowing into the side of my tent, and the trees calmly swaying around me. But then it was like my hearing just suddenly picked up on the very specific pattern of leaves crunching one after the other. Someone was walking around outside my tent. I sat up and felt the horror set in as I started to panic in my head. All I could think about was how vulnerable I was sitting inside this tent with no way to see what was going on or defend myself. So I did what I felt like was my only option. I quickly grabbed my bag, unzipped the tent, and ran out. When I did, I came face to face with a man. He was standing not even 5 feet from the opening of the tent, and I knew he was the same person from earlier by seeing his dead, empty stare. The most unsettling thing about it, though, is the guy didn't even flinch. He just stood there and stared at me before I turned and booked it into the woods. I didn't know where the hell I was going, but I knew I had to get out of there. Again, it was pitch black, and the wind, along with the crunching leaves under my feet, made it nearly impossible to hear, so I honestly can't say if he chased me or not. Something was definitely on my side that night, though, because I happened to stumble across a part of the trail that I recognized, even in the dark. From there, I followed it back to the road. I never went back from my tent, as I was absolutely terrified of that part of the forest now. Maybe I'm overreacting, but I really think that that man was going to take my life that night. It's just a gut feeling, I guess. Either way, I'll never be camping out in those woods again.